This news update's being brought to you by Eric Lundy, your local financial advisor at Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe. For stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and IRAs, contact Lundy Financial Services at 840 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Security advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news. The Tuscola County Election Commission's declined proposed recall language targeting two Mayville Village Council officials. During a meeting Thursday morning, commissioners voted 2-1 against approving recall petitions concerning Village President Kristen Valentine and Trustee Bo Boyd Shaver, according to the Tuscola County Clerk's Office. The recall effort stemmed from a February 2025 decision by village leaders not to open municipal offices on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays between 9 and 3 p.m. The petition sponsor now has 10 days to either appeal the ruling or submit revised language. A 61-year-old Applegate man's expected to face charges following a single vehicle rollover crash Wednesday afternoon on Icy Peck Road in Buell Township, according to the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office. Deputies were called to the scene shortly before 4:40 p.m. on January 21st after a 2009 Chevy Silverado left the roadway and overturned in a north side ditch. Investigators said the driver lost control while traveling west due to slick conditions. His 49-year-old wife was a passenger in the truck. The driver was taken to McLaren Port Huron Hospital for treatment, but officials have not released details on severity of his injuries or the condition of his wife. Both occupants were wearing seatbelts and the airbags did not deploy. Authorities say alcohol is believed to have contributed to the crash, and charges are pending as the investigation continues. Yeah, former Saginaw physician James Catherine, 61, is set to stand trial on 23 counts of Medicaid fraud in Ingham County's 30th Circuit Court, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced. Each count carries a potential penalty of up to 4 years in prison and a $50,000 fine. Catherine, who previously ran PRN Urgent Care in Saginaw before closing it in 2023, is accused of billing Medicaid for telephone services that were never provided between May and September of 2024. Catherine was bound over by Judge Molly Hennessy Greenwalt on January 15th, and a judge for the circuit court case has not yet been assigned. The Attorney General's Healthcare Fraud Division, Michigan's federally certified Michigan Medicaid Fraud Control Unit, are the ones prosecuting the case. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
How confident are you in your current investment portfolio? Is your retirement account set up to provide you with the retirement income needed to continue living the lifestyle you've worked so hard for? With many of us retiring early, can your current plan last? If you have any doubts or questions, then you may want to have a full review to determine if you're well-positioned to last the duration of your retirement years. This is Eric Lundy of Lundy Financial Services, and I can offer you a complete complimentary portfolio review. Call me today at 989-269-7427 to schedule a no-obligation consultation.
Lundy Financial Services is an independent firm with securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC.
And we're back with more news. The National Constitution Center in Philadelphia announced it would remain closed today due to severe inclement weather hitting the Northeast. The closure reflects a broad trend of cultural and educational institutions shutting down to ensure public safety during the storm. While the physical building is closed, the center has encouraged citizens to use its digital civic toolkit and online library. Officials hope to reopen tomorrow pending an assessment of local road conditions and facility safety. And at least seven people were killed and several others injured when a suspected gas explosion destroyed part of a residential building near Tumaco, Colombia. The blast caused a partial collapse of the structure, leaving many residents trapped under rubble. Emergency responders have been working to stabilize the building and rescue those still missing. Local officials are investigating the cause of the leak and checking nearby properties for similar safety hazards. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Eric Lundy, your financial advisor at Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe for stocks, bonds, CDs, and mutual funds and IRAs. Contact Lundy Financial Services at 840 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Securities and advisory services are offered through Prospera Financial Services, member FINRA, and SIPC.
If you're an older veteran, do you have a blueprint for your future? Where would you want to live? What kind of help might you need? How much would it cost? My Options helps people like veterans learn about long-term services and supports. Make a plan before a crisis. Learn how to speak with an options counselor at michigan.gov/mdhhsmioptions. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.